Amen. Amen, church. Are you glad to be here today? Some of you are still thinking about that. This morning, I want to ask you to be in prayer for us as we navigate and strategize for the future of our church and see what God intends for us to do. Several folks, about 20 folks, turned out this morning at 9 o'clock, part of the Navigators team. And I appreciate them being here that early on Sunday morning. That was awesome. But I'm excited about what God has in store for us. I wanted to mention one thing to you. And that is on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock, we're going to be starting a study. This coming Wednesday night will be the introduction of it. And there's little quarterly books that you can have. It's helping your church stay on course. 1 Corinthians, it will be going through. So if you're not involved in another Bible study or helping with the teenagers or children, I want to invite you to come this Wednesday night at 7 to be a part of the helping your church stay the course. And so that'll be in 1 Corinthians. We'll be starting that this week. So, does integrity today seem like it's lacking? Three people over here. Does integrity, I'm not trying to prompt you to lie, but does integrity seem to be lacking today in our society? How many of y'all remember a day where you didn't really have to lock your house, you didn't really have to take your keys out of the ignition? Anybody remember a day like that? Shouldn't do that today, probably. Wouldn't highly recommend it. There was a gentleman, he was a pastor, that he grew up back in the rural county, and never did they lock their door, and they always left their keys in the ignition, that way he didn't lose them. Okay? So when he got married and was a traveling evangelist, they moved to Nashville, Tennessee. Now, if you live in Nashville, Tennessee, a big city, you obviously want to lock your door, right? And you do want to take your keys out of the car. And his wife kept telling him, Ken, you need to quit leaving your keys in the car. Somebody's going to steal your car. And so she kept on him about that. And he said, I'm just going to lose my keys if I take them out. I know where they are. Somebody's going to steal your car. Well, he'd been gone. He'd went to the Nashville airport and he had flown. And he had went to preach at different churches in different states. And he finally returned home. And he got his luggage and he went out to where his car was and he went, oh no. Rich didn't have his keys. He's like, I did it. Oh my goodness, I did it. My car was right there. It's gone. I don't have my keys. Somebody has stole my car. So he went back in the airport. He called up the police and when the police finally got there, he told him, he said, I did leave my keys in the car and somebody stole my car. They said, okay, we'll get on it and see if we can find your car. So he made that dreaded phone call to his wife, honey, you know how you always tell me to take the keys out of my car? Yes. Well, I didn't. And somebody has stole the car. I'm here at the airport. And there was a long pause. He thought, oh, she's built up. She's getting ready to unload and just lay it on me. Finally, she said, I brought you to the airport. I'll be there in about 15 minutes to 20 minutes to pick you up. And he said, honey, why so long? She said, well, I've got to convince this policeman that I did not steal your car. Integrity is important. Lying, stealing, cheating, all those things are still important today. I don't know about you, but you may have heard people say this before. Hey, it's what everybody does, right? It's no big deal. Compromise because everybody else does it, it's not that big a deal. But I want to remind you That the Bible says, broad is the way to destruction, narrow is the way to life. So I want to encourage you, go the narrow way. Rise above. And that's what our message is today. Rise above. This week's series in All In is about looking at rising up. Let me ask you the question. Is lying serious? Not lying down. Lying, telling something false. Is it still serious today? Absolutely. Stealing and cheating, still serious today? Has God and our smarter technology culture totally dismissed those things about lying and cheating and stealing? Has He changed those to be not serious anymore? No. Still the same. In John chapter 8, looking at verse 31 through 36, talking about rising above and taking the high road and having integrity about our lives. Then Jesus said to those Jews which believed on Him, "If you continue in My word, then are you My disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And they answered Him, "We be Abraham's seed, and we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall be made free?" Jesus answered him, saying, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin," your bondage. "And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." Father in heaven, I pray that You would use this message to draw us, Lord. And the Holy Spirit, I just ask You right now to begin to tune out other thoughts and just tune in to what You have to say to us today. That God, that we would be receptive and responsive to what You're asking us to do. What You're wanting us to rise above and to go all in. Father, for those that are here this morning that does not know the forgiveness of sin and does not know You personally as Savior, I pray that, Holy Spirit, that You begin to draw them to salvation this morning. Lord, for Christians that have compromised, that have taken a lower road and begin to allow the world and Satan's lies to become part of their life, I pray that this morning there'll be a part of repentance and renewal of their minds. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I don't believe that there's any one of us here this morning who likes to be lied to. Do I agree with that? Does it irritate you when you hear government officials lie to you? Does that irritate you? It should. You should pray for them, though, and ask God to reveal to them and that they might come to repentance and have value and integrity. Does the weatherman ever lie to you? Huh? Come on. Does the weatherman ever lie to you? Okay. I'm glad you said that, because there's one time that the weatherman said it was going to be partly cloudy. I went out and shoveled partly cloudy for hours. Anybody ever been there? We don't teach our kids to lie, but they do, right? I didn't do it. I can remember our first microwave. The girls came back to the back room to get me. I think Karen was at work or something. And they said, "Dad, you need to come to the kitchen." I said, "Okay. I'll be there in a minute." Well, just a few minutes went by and they said, "Dad, serious, you need to come to the kitchen now." I agreed. When I stepped out in the hallway, there was smoke from here up. So I got down on my knees because it was choking. I got down on my knees and I walked and traced it back to the kitchen where I found our microwave that I had a Seaver's fried pie that still had 15 minutes to go. It was charcoal black. I mean, that thing, I did not let it go for another 15 minutes. It looked like it was well done to me right there. I turned it off. I opened the back door, opened the front door, began to open windows, and the smoke cleared. And I found two little girls, one on this end of the couch and one on that end of the couch. You know what they were doing? Lying. They didn't say a word, though. They were lying with their fingers because they was pointing at each other. We don't teach our kids to lie. But they do. Nature. By nature, they lie. There's just a lot of dishonesty today. And God placed this on my heart for us as a body of believers that we're going all in, that we need to have integrity in life. It is more difficult today to know what the truth is. It is more difficult. There is freedom, but there is also reward when we rise above with integrity in our lives. You will never rise above and reach your full potential without integrity. God has so much more in store for you, but God wants you to rise above with integrity in all aspects of your life. He wants you to take the high road. He wants you to have that attribute in your life so that you can bring Him honor and glory and that He can bless you and bless you indeed. If you would, turn to Genesis, the beginning book of the Bible. Genesis chapter 3. Let's just look at for a moment the beginning of the lies. In verse 1, we're in paradise where God created Adam and Eve. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God has made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said. He questioned her integrity. Ye shall not eat of the tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the trees which is in midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it. Sound like a compromise. Lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, yea, shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day you eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. I think Adrian Rogers put it very well when he described four lies that Satan started right there that he still uses today. Those four lies that he started then, he still uses today. Adrian Rogers says, God is not good. That was a lie from Satan. He's trying to tell Adam and Eve. He's trying to tell you and I, God is really not good. He's trying to get you to think that he's withholding something from you. He doesn't want you to have something. He wants you to have these thoughts. And so, Satan tries to get these lies planted in your head about negative thoughts. God's really trying to keep you from having fun. Let me ask you, did God make marijuana? Well, yes, He did. He made marijuana. God made everything. But He also made poison ivy. You don't dry it out, roll it in a little paper, and put it in your mouth to set fire to it, do you? Anybody ever smoke poison ivy? Confession's good for the soul. That'd be a good itch. We don't do that. God made everything for a purpose and a reason. We've abused it and accepted the lies. God is not truthful. That's another lie that Satan has. You will not surely die. Another lie that Satan uses is God is not righteous. He's not going to punish you. He's a loving God. Why would a loving God punish you? Why would a loving God send you to hell? Why would He do that? God won't do that. That's a lie from Satan. Another lie that Satan infiltrates in our lives today, used it on Adam and Eve and at work, and is God is not gracious. God is not gracious. Be your own God. Experiment a little. Live a little. You need to be liberated. That's all lies that he still uses today. Satan's whole system is built upon a lie. His motive is to murder. His method is to lie. He wants to bring physical death. He wants to bring spiritual death. And he wants to give you eternal death. And he does all this through deception, through his lies. And people are still falling prey to it today. People are still compromising, being deceived. And lies are falling. People are just falling prey to this every single day. Now let's dive just a little bit deeper in here. Let's just meddle just a moment. You see those office supplies that you took home, claiming that company don't pay you enough, they won't miss it anyway. That's a lie. That's stealing. That's lying to yourself. I know I'm supposed to give 10% to the church at least, but I really need that money. Church is doing okay anyway without it. I'll just take a little here and take a little there. You know what? We're living in a day that integrity is lacking. We had a jar sitting over there that we were putting mission money in every Wednesday night. I think we had about $40-some in there. It sat right there, and somebody decided that they was going to take all but $1.25 out of it. Right there is where it sat. They took it out. Is stealing from church wrong? Is stealing, period, wrong? God's Word stands true. The opposite of integrity, the opposite of integrity is gossip. You think that somebody tells you something and you take it to somebody else, you think you're going to get it totally accurate? No. I could start over here and tell a story, short story, something, and by the time it got back to the back, it would be totally opposite. When somebody shares something with you that you're not absolutely sure about, just keep it to yourself and pray about it. Don't prejudge. There's no need to continue that gossip. It'll test your integrity because 95% of the time when you share something that somebody else shared with you, you're going to get it wrong or they've got it wrong to tell you. Just pray about it. Don't allow that to be a part. Don't cut corners. Use your work time for own personal time, that's stealing. Take the higher road. Talking to someone this way, but when you are away from them with somebody else, you talk bad about them in a different way. Take the higher road. Keep your integrity. Be the same. Whoever you're with, don't be two different things. Don't be this way with somebody and then be this way with somebody else. Be the same. Take the integrity road, rise above, and don't lie to yourself. People today, they just lie to themselves and say, that ain't so bad. They keep compromising, and they keep avoiding this integrity thing. God really wants to bless you. God wants you to take the higher road and rise above, and He wants to open up some blessings for you, but until you allow the integrity in your life and the Holy Spirit of God to empower you to rise above and take that higher road and take the integrity road and stop stealing and stop lying and stop compromising. God wants to reward you. Take the higher road. Need to trust in God's plans. Depending on the Holy Spirit of God to help you to rise above. Do you place your faith and trust that God is going to help you and that God does have something much, much better for you? Just the sheer presence and the peace of God is a reward that this world can't even hold a candle to, can't come close. Just the sheer promise and the presence of God and the peace of God is more than what the world can offer, can't come close. The promise of God that He's preparing a place for you for eternity, home with Him. The promise that Jesus came to give you life and He came to give it more abundantly. Are you receiving that more abundant life that He called for you? Are you taking that higher road, integrity? Now, have you allowed the world to compromise? That you just fell prey to that. You fell prey to that compromise. See, the promise of the Holy Spirit is that He will comfort you. He will empower you. He will help you to overcome this world's temptations. And there is a lot of temptations. that wants to draw you out and pull you away from. And that's why when you go through trials and tribulations, you fall prey to that and you go back to compromising. You go less integrity. Rise above that. Lean toward God. Move forward toward Him. And allow the Holy Spirit of God to empower you to take the higher road so that you can have the integrity and the reward and blessings that God has for you. See, that's promise. The promises of God. He wants to bless you. He wants you to rise above and go all in. That's His desire for you. How can we rise up? Well, I want to share with you some ways that you can rise above. Each day, move forward to knowing God better. We talked about that last week. Keep moving forward to know God better. And as you get to know God better, number two, admit that you have sinned. And 1 John says, if you say that you have no sin, you've lied. All of us have sinned. If we simply say, I have no sin, I've arrived, then you're lying to yourself. Take the higher road. Admit you have sinned. And when you mess up, face up. Hello? When you mess up, face up. Get down on your knees and repent. And that means turn from that way to God's way. And you rise above with a renewed spirit because God, when you admit it and confess it before Him, He will cleanse you from all unrighteousness. He will set your path on a new way. He will empower you by the Holy Spirit of God to be able to succeed and be able to receive the rewards that He has for you, no matter what's going on around you, that you can continue to go forward with integrity. I know taxes are coming up. Hello. Take the high road. Go integrity. Draw near to God. Book of James says, draw near to God and resist the devil and he will flee. But you've got to draw near to God first. Draw near to God. Know the truth, as we've read this morning, about you can know the truth and the truth shall make you free. That gives you peace in the presence of God. That begins to release those blessings that He has for you, that He can set you free. Know the truth. God's Word is the truth. He is the way. He is the life. And He wants to help you to rise above Satan's lies and deceptions. Be a follower of God. Don't go down. Rise up to what God has in store for you. Begin to receive those blessings He has for you. In Revelation chapter 12, if you want to turn there, you can. Revelation chapter 12, looking at verse 7. And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon. And the dragon fought against his angels. And prevailed not. Listen, folks. Satan is not going to win. God is going to win. I want to be on the winning side. Amen? He prevailed not. Neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out, and the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of God and His and the power of His Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they loved not their lives until the death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth, and the seal of the devil is come. Praise be to God for what He's going to do. Down unto you, having great wrath, because ye knoweth that He hath but a short time. Time's running out. Time's running out. Take the high road. Draw near to God. Keep moving forward toward Him. I got good news. Each of you came here this morning. It took an effort to be here. You're moving forward toward God. Thank you. Keep moving forward. Keep pressing toward Him. Draw near to God. time is short. You spent the time this morning listening to God, I pray. A well-known pastor, if I named his name, you'd know him. You probably wouldn't if he had not had this experience in his life. I really believe this. This pastor was traveling. He had been asked to go to a evangelism conference that there'd be several pastors preaching. At this conference, he was going to be the second pastor in line to preach the very next day. That night at his hotel, alone, wife wasn't with him, no one else was there, no one else would know. Which prompts me to ask the question, who are you when you're by yourself? This pastor, in his hotel, by himself, no one there, watched something that was inappropriate on TV. He felt a little convicted the next morning. In fact, he felt convicted as he watched something inappropriate on TV. But he kept compromising and thinking, nobody will know. Nothing will happen. Nothing, no consequences for this. So he goes the next morning, and the first pastor that gets up begins to talk about lust, pornography, and unfaithfulness. And it just nailed him right between the eyes, and he's like, oh, ooh. And he preached about other things, but that's one thing that he just revealed and said, God still believes this is sin. You need to come to repentance. You need to renew your mind. You need to turn your life back to God and quit compromising. And he felt convicted through that. And when they gave the invitation, that pastor knew that he'd talked about prayer and commitment and these other things. And he thought, God, I feel you tugging to my heart, wanting me to go to the, and just kneel at the altar and pour it out before you and repent. God, if I went to the altar as the next pastor to preach, they'll probably just think, well, he just thinks he needs to pray more. He needs to study his Bible just a little bit more. And about the time that that thought process went through his head, that pastor said something that just nailed him. I'm not talking about anybody that's lacking in prayer. I'm not talking about anybody that's lacking in tithing. I'm not talking about anybody that's lacking in their Bible study. I'm talking about somebody that has an impure heart this morning, that has been lustful and been watching this stuff that's inappropriate for you. You need to come and renew your mind this morning. And he's like, oh, just eliminated those things before I go to the altar and pray. Now, everybody will know. The Holy Spirit of God got a hold of him so strong that with humility, he stepped out from that front pew, came to the altar, knelt before a holy God and said, God, I want to renew my mind. I want to renew my heart. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Cleanse me from all unrighteousness. At that moment, I believe that God's begun to reward him and bless him in such a way, because today he has a large congregation in Texas. God has tremendously blessed him that he has off-site campuses as well. God is doing a new thing. And for this pastor to stand before his congregation and share that same message to them took humility, that he knew that anybody can fall prey to it and that anybody can come to repentance and begin to take the higher road and rise above and take the integrity road and receive from God what he intended for him to have. So I pray that this morning, that the Spirit of God, some of us right now, you need to come to new life in Christ, admitting your sin, believing in the cross of Christ and the redemption blood that he has for you, that you need to place your faith for the very first time. You need to place your faith in Christ. Christians this morning to call, have you compromised? Have you compromised your walk in faith with God? Is right now the time that you need to admit your sin and renew your mind? Repent and renew your mind. Choose to move forward. Rise up through the power of the Holy Spirit and begin to live the life that God has in store for you. Heads bowed and eyes closed.